This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The process of redrawing Colorado's state legislative districts has taken another step forward. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the commission has new maps to consider based on public input and final census data.
The maps were created by nonpartisan staff. Commissioners can vote to accept them, or, and this is more likely, they will debate numerous changes and ask for new versions. These draft maps would solidify Democratic control of the legislature, but not necessarily give them any more seats than they have now. The maps also somewhat address Latino advocates' concerns by slightly increasing how many House and Senate districts have 30% or more Hispanic residents, although the total number still falls short of what some groups want to see. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Amazon plans to add 2,200 employees in Colorado Springs to work at its new fulfillment center, sorting center, and delivery stations. The Gazette reports the additional workers are part of a statewide hiring effort by the company, which includes 2,700 new employees in the Denver area. The paper says Amazon already employs more than 16,000 people statewide. Pay starts at $15 an hour. Well, not too hot across much of Colorado today. For Metro Denver, highs mostly about 80 with possible rain and thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny, and rain is likely this afternoon for Colorado Springs. In Grand Junction, sunny and about 90 today. For the mountains, highs mostly in the 70s. And tonight in the mountains, lows mostly in the 40s, but down to the 30s in some spots. Across the rest of the state, lows mostly in the 50s, about 60 for Grand Junction. This is CPR News and KRCC.